Morning, Buzz. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going good, guys. Going good, thank you. Another week close to the footy coming back. Cannot wait.
Yeah, no, a few things to tick off this week for the NRL. I'll tell you what, though, fellas, if you want to see some light entertainment, just watch Buzz's interaction on Twitter with some of his fans. Buzz, I'm just looking at one last night. Shut up, you old fart. Good night. You've just written back. And it's just there's just a litany of them. I love how you respond to, you know, so many of them, Buzz. You've developed a thick skin, fair to say.
Yeah, mate, that's one of the nicer comments for an old fart. You should see the ones I delete and block. Yeah. No, that's all good, mate.
Block's the best button on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm like Clarky. I like fishing, so I throw a little bait out there just to stir them up and go whack, you know. And it's all good fun, mate, you know.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Twitter can be a sewer. It really can.
Oh, it is.
But
you got to take it light. And if there's anyone particularly nasty, you block them. Otherwise, you have a bit of fun with them, you know. Yeah, there's no great drama, mate. I give out plenty, so you've got to cop plenty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, key's not to take it too seriously, isn't it?
It is, mate, it is. Mm. Yeah.
Now, you've written a lot today about the costs to be slashed potentially by the NRL. Naturally, the 2-1 referee is being heavily debated at the moment. There was talk of strike action, which is now association boss there has gone back on. But where do you think this will land, Buzz?
Look, I think we'll move on. Graham Annesley's putting together a committee this week and they're going to look at what they've got to do. They've got 2.5 weeks to work it out, but how they're going to police the game with one less set of eyes. I think the really, really important thing for the game here is to greatly increase the role of the touch judge. Let's be fair, Dinkum, a lot of these touch judges are full-time employees. They sit on the sideline all winter, have one job to do, rule when someone puts their foot in the touch or when the ball goes out. Now, that is not a full-time job. So what I'm saying, this committee Graham Annesley is setting up, has got to look at involving them more. And I'd like to see a rugby league touch judge act more like an A-League or EPL or soccer touch judge. Why can't they keep the players back 10 metres and allow the referee to referee the game? Now, they've got earpieces for the referees. All they've got to say is number 3 offside. That's all they've got to say, penalty. And we might have a few penalties for the first couple of weeks when they take the touch judges on. You guys, Laurie, why wouldn't that work? Why can't we actually get them to do something?
Yeah, well, I think that the touchies, to be fair, are sort of manning the 10 at the moment, but they don't have a big say in terms of calling penalties.
But give them a big say, Laurie. Give them a big say.
Well, I think, are they going to stay on full time? Because one thing you want, if they're going to be full time, you can't give them less responsibilities. But if they're part time, you can't give them more responsibilities. If you know what I mean.
Some of the assistant referees now, the people who go out there and, you know, with Jared Sutton and you know the main referees, you know, like the Belinda Sleemans and the Casey Badgers and people like that. They were all touch judges before, great touch judges, but before they became referees. And those sort of people will be on the touchline instead of being assistant referees. You're not going to sack all 25 refs on the full-time, you know. You'll keep a dozen full-time. And what annoys me about this whole thing is the blow-up from the coaches. And the very reason we're having this argument today is because the coaches, and because wrestling became such a big part of the game. Now, if they're so committed to this, they've got a coaches' union, why don't they come to an agreement they all sack their wrestling coaches? Why don't they come to an agreement that for the next couple of years, we won't do any wrestling work at training? You know, for the good of the game.
Although, Buzz, having said that, I remember Super League. And everyone wanted different rules in Super League, and they wanted a faster game, and they wanted the ruck to be quicker. And for the first few weeks, it was disgraceful because the game was too fast. And then they had to come back and change the rules after about 4 weeks because of the interpretation of the ruck. Now, I'm not saying that will happen in the NRL, but we've got to be careful what we wish for going back to one referee, because I think it could be it could take a while before we adjust. And once we adjust and move on and we come to that position, we'll be okay, by the way.
I'll tell you when we'll adjust, Lawrence. I love this idea, and it's like a quick 40-20 restart they have in the game now. We don't wait around for let the defence settle. You kick a 40-20, you get up there as quick as you can, off you go. Now, this six again business, right? I said in my column today, I'm hoping for an avalanche of tries from the six again. You know what the referees will do? Well, you know what the coaches will do? They'll say to the players, stop lying down on the play the ball. Get up quickly.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. The game will become too fast then, Buzz. That's what happened in Super League the first few weeks, and it was just out of control. It was like a game of touch football.
Well, was Tonga versus Australia a game of touch footy last year when they packed out the stadium and it was one of the... Was that a game of touch?
No, but it was a slower game.
Oh, I don't
know. To me, one referee was a slower game.
I reckon international football in recent years has been nearly the... Particularly with Tonga. And Michael Maguire's doing a great job now with the Kiwis. And look what Mal done with Australia. I love it. I love that it's pure rugby league. We've lost the wrestle. The games, in my opinion, flowed. I don't agree with they slowed down. I ran a little text message that Stephen Mortimer sent me today. And in his day, there was no wrestle in the ruck. And, you know, they just... He could chip and chase and all that sort of thing. Look, it's a very, very brave move to do it while they're doing it now. That there's a danger in that. But I think the coaches, in the spirit of the game, instead of complaining about it, they should actually do something about it and come to an agreement amongst themselves. They're going to sack all wrestling coaches. They've got to cut football departments anyway.
Yeah, but you know they won't. Clubs won't do that, and clubs are looking
to
break rules.
Why are they
rules.
Complaining, Laurie?
Well, they're trying to get an advantage. I think what they're trying to do is put pressure on people because they're used to the rules that are in place and they don't want to see rules change. Now, I've got no doubt, mate, after 4 or 5 weeks, that the players and the coaches will adjust to a one referee. But I reckon we have to accept that there'll be mistakes made and there'll be blow-ups because they'll miss things. And the only other thing that I'm sort of a bit wary of is having no second referee out there, which I'm okay with, but I'm not okay with then the person sitting in the bunker having communication with the referee, which I think will happen more than what it's done in the past if you get rid of that second referee. I'm concerned about
that. Well, if you've got fully badged referees running the sideline, like they did in the old day when footy was free-flowing and go back to the Steve Mortimer day, and they are under instruction to police the 10 metres, which will allow the referee to actually referee the game. And if they've got their microphones into the ears of refs and just call out offside, we will get a bit of pain for a few weeks and some offside penalties. But overall, I think the game is going to be better. And I think there has been too much nitpicking from too many referees trying to justify their existence over many, many years. And it's affected the game, particularly the year before last when penalty counts went out of control because they were just looking for penalties rather than looking to referee the game. It's an interesting one, Laurie. I know your argument and I understand the coach's argument, but we've got to change our ways and we can no longer afford. You either do that or they take a 50% pay cut.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people agree with you, Buzz. A lot of people want one referee back.
I wrote this on March 30 when the game first went to hibernation for COVID-19. Yeah. 89% of our readers in a poll that got several thousand people wanted one referee. Right. So the punters like it. They're our customers.
Yep. You can't argue with that. Yeah. No, you can't argue with that. And if you're going to do it, it's the best time to do it. But what I will say is that you're going to make mistakes. They are going to make mistakes. They're going to find it hard for their rhythm. And the players will take a bit of time to get used to it and adjust to it. But, again, mate, They will. They will adapt. That's what their job is.
I'll bring Clarkie in here. It's like any sport. It's like rugby union. It's like cricket umpires. It's all the fans will want is consistency. So if there's one referee who spots lying on the ground and waves six again at Brookvale, over at Leichhardt, if someone's lying on the ground and ignores it, and they say, that's when we've got a problem. We want consistency from our match officials. Any sport.
Yeah. So, again, I want to get off this topic, but I'm against the six to go part. I think a penalty, and you use the sin bin, the 5 or 10 minute sin bin.
Well, for sin bin's a great option. We had to get rid of punching. They brought in the sin bin. No one punches now, do they?
No, exactly right. So I'd rather the sin bin than that six to go, because that's a big penalty. That's a big penalty. But anyway, we'll move on. Cost cutting at the NRL. Where else can we see cost cutting?
Well, I've gone through all of it. Executive salaries, for starters. You know, Todd Greenberg was on $1.2 million plus bonuses. Sandra Abdur, though, gets the job, he'll be on south of $1 million. Don't give the clubs any more money. You can't give them any more money. They've got a history of squandering it. But take junior development off the clubs. Penrith spent $3 or $4 million. Parramatta spent a couple of million on it. Junior development, and we've had development officers, some employed by the NRL, some employed by the New South Wales Rugby League, some employed by the clubs. You know what they do? They turn up to schools and they bump into each other. They turn up to Junior Rugby League on the week, they bump into each other. So take that off the club. Save millions. Let the New South Wales Rugby League run all grassroots football. Player payments. I think the cap will have to come down. Everyone's taking the hit. They're going to have to be more careful. No more Ben Hunt, Ash Taylor, Josh Dugan, Kieran Foran contract. Waste of money. We've spoken about referees. The integrity union, you mentioned it earlier. Why do we have 17 people employed in the integrity union? Why don't we talk to the government? Let's set up a statewide sporting integrity union. In charge of racing, boxing, league, AFL, rugby union, soccer, misbehaviour, betting analysis, everything.
Yeah, well,
the most important thing of all is investment in the game. And by making the changes I've mentioned in the paper today, and I hope people take the time to read it, like a 7-year strategic plan, we will be able to invest about $70 million a year. What that means is when this television deal runs out, we will have $500 million in the bank. And that will set us up for the next 50 years.
Certainly will. And the cost reset is going to be massive. It's already begun, Buzz. Great to talk to you as always.
I'm just dirty. You haven't let me have a crack at Clarkie, but we'll do that next Monday.
No. We've got anyone coming.
We've got Tibby Clark coming up. We'll give you 30 seconds, Buzz. 30 seconds.
No,
see you, Buzz. See you, buddy.
Can't believe you give me the ask for a jockey. But anyway, next week.
Mate, just cool your heels. You can go hard next week.
See you, guys.
On you. Thanks, Phil Rothfield, joining us as he does each and every Monday.